With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. 10 years ago, frustrated by the slow pace and interstate squabbles of the Chesapeake Bay cleanup, Maryland Governor Robert Ehrlich launched what he touted as a grand experiment in bay restoration. He promised to concentrate $20 million in water pollution control projects into one small Eastern Shore river, the Corsica, to try to quickly improve water quality in a single troubled waterway. Here's Governor Ehrlich.
What really appealed to me about this project, what I loved maybe as a lawyer, was we could isolate one river and bring best practices and bring every level of government and bring the nonprofit sector together and focus on what works and what doesn't work. And we could, what really appealed to me, Tom, most of all, and you hear this repeatedly from me, is we could measure it.
Okay, well, 10 years later, let's measure it. I headed out into the Corsica River with Frank DiGelionardo, president of the Corsica River Conservancy, which has been helping to monitor the cleanup effort. It's an olive-green, brownish river about 6 miles long, surrounded by grand homes with wide lawns and piers, and beyond that, mostly farms. The first important measurement that Frank gave me concerned the funding for the project.
It was a state program that, you know, at the outset said we're going to spend $20 million over the course of 5 years and expect to see results. But $20 million did not get spent. It was really, in that five-year period, probably closer to $5 or $6 million that got expended. And clearly it was going to take a lot more than 5 years to do it.
Despite the reduced funding, which was $10 million over 10 years, some of the projects were remarkably effective. The state modernized the local wastewater treatment plant in Centerville, which had a notorious history of sewage spills. The improved sewage plant eliminated high fecal bacteria levels in the river and reduced 50,000 pounds per year of nitrogen pollution. The program also paid farmers $45 per acre to plant wheat, rye, and other crops without fertilizer in the fall and winter. These pollution-absorbing cover crops were planted on 5,000 acres, far more than the program's goals. The result? Two of the three streams that feed into the Corsica River saw their nitrogen pollution levels decline by about 25% over the decade. But troublingly, in the main stem of the river, water quality did not improve over the decade. And because the water was still so murky from algae and sediment, no underwater grasses could grow.
Virtually, our goals initially were to establish, I forget how many acres of underwater vegetation, and our progress is pretty much nil. They'll die without enough sunlight. Sunlight, clarity in the water is key, and we don't have it. We don't have sufficient sunlight to sustain any significant amount of underwater vegetation.
So what went wrong? Part of it could simply be a time lag between making improvements on the land and when groundwater slowly trickles into the river. But other parts of the program clearly fell short. For example, farmers did not want to plant trees along the streams on their properties because they could make more money planting corn there. Homeowners were reluctant to voluntarily install upgrades to their septic systems to reduce nitrogen pollution. So what are the lessons to be learned from Governor Ehrlich's experiment? Modernizing sewage treatment plants works, as can paying farmers to reduce their pollution. But strictly voluntary efforts often fall short, and mandates are often required to make real progress. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project.